With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a live radio broadcast from the White House today, Vice President J.D. Vance will host the Charlie Kirk Show as a tribute to the Salem Radio Network star who was assassinated on a college campus in Utah last week. Vance posted on social media that, "I will have the honor of hosting the Charlie Kirk Show as I pay tribute to my friend." The Vice President's broadcast will begin at 12 noon Eastern Time today on the Salem Radio Network and on the Salem News Channel. On Sunday, NFL teams, including the Miami Dolphins, the New York Jets, New Orleans Saints, and others, observed moments of silence prior to kickoff in honor of Charlie Kirk. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says the Turning Point USA founder's murder recalled a dark time in our country's past.
I was involved, young guy, but aware in the 60s when they had huge violence, lost President Kennedy and his brother, and many, many others, Martin Luther King. And it's something that we really all need to just be aware of, support our law enforcement, and do everything we can to keep the balance in check.
And in Washington, Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina has introduced a resolution to allow Charlie Kirk to lie in honor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. President Trump laying blame for the scourge of politically motivated violence.
The problem we have is on the left.
In the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination, the president claimed that his political opponents are responsible for the rise in political violence and hatred.
That's the left. That's not the right.
However, he made no mention of the June killing of a Democratic lawmaker in Minnesota. The president said his administration is investigating organizations that he alleged fund and support political violence. Greg Clugston, The White House.
First, it was Poland. Now, at least one Russian drone has penetrated Romanian airspace. This is SRN News. Can Christians disagree about President Trump?
Evangelicals are one of Mr. Trump's key blocks of support, but not every Christian in America voted for him. And a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that most believers don't have any problem with that. The survey reveals that 80% of self-described Christians say that followers of Christ can disagree about the president. 11% say opposing him is fundamental to being a Christian, while 7% say supporting him is fundamental. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice. It seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. The Justice Department followed up with a subpoena of the Maine Principals Association. This is SRN News. The assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is putting candidates on edge, creating a chilling effect among those on the campaign trail as the nation grapples with a rise in political violence.
Kirk's murder while speaking at an event at a Utah college on Wednesday reverberated across the country, with both parties quickly condemning the violence and expressing their sympathies to the prominent conservative commentator. Less than 24 hours later, the Democratic National Committee's headquarters was targeted with a bomb threat that turned out to be not credible, yet the incident shook an already rattled country. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer told reporters, quote, "I think we've all got to rethink how you do events outdoors." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Qatar's prime minister denouncing Israel as Arab and Muslim foreign ministers meet to discuss a unified response to Israel's attack on Doha. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has defended the strike. He has accused Hamas leaders in Qatar of blocking ceasefire attempts. More details at srnnews.com.